What discoveries can be sparked by making a single observation about a community we were born into? Marvin T. Jones tells us more about the Winton Triangle, a 437-year-old landowning community of people of color. Jones is the executive director and founder of the Chowan Discovery Group, whose mission is to research, document, preserve, and present the history of the Winton Triangle.
Growing up, I noticed that my rural community in northeastern North Carolina, the Winton Triangle, was unlike other southern communities, black or white. For about a mile or more in every direction, the lands were owned by multi-generational mixed-race people. Many of my relatives and neighbors owned businesses. They were wealthier and better connected to economic and educational mobility than other people of color, and had an unusual insulation from racial discrimination. After I graduated from college, I'd occasionally document life in my community and remain connected to it while making a career in Washington, D.C. Digital technology allowed me to scan family collections and accelerate my research. I learned that the Winton Triangle community's history began in 1584 when English explorers first heard of the area's Chowanoag people, who the English encountered in 1586. I've uncovered the mixed-race backgrounds of my people, most of whose families were free and landowning over a century before the Civil War. I've discovered findings about 21 relatives and others who served in the Union Army, fighting in the Carolinas, Virginia, and Florida. They aided in the destruction of Charleston and were present at the fall of Richmond. Many served in Texas at the time of Juneteenth and stood ready to support Mexican Republicans against the European-backed regime of Emperor Maximilian I. The Reconstruction period provided a highway of further success as Winton Triangle people were able to open churches, businesses, buy land with enlistment bonuses, serve in elected positions, create schools, and use their pre-war literacy to educate the ex-enslaved in the surrounding areas. This growth continued until all public schools fully integrated in 1970. In 2007, I began meeting with historians to show a slide presentation of the community's 437-year-old history. A year later, I established the Chowan Discovery Group, an organization dedicated to documenting, researching, preserving, and presenting the Winton Triangle's long story. Chowan Discovery later presented a stage production of the Winton Triangle's history to over 400 people and received its 501c3 designation. Since then, Chowan Discovery has given over 70 lectures, written 7 articles and essays, produced 5 documentary films, won 3 grants, erected 7 North Carolina highway historical markers, given numerous radio interviews, raised funds, scanned thousands of photographs and documents, interviewed 30 people by audio and video, and supported community organizations and other researchers. I visit the Winton Triangle monthly. While more attention is being paid to rapidly expanding acknowledgement of the mixed-race individuals and families of today, the Chowan Discovery Group provides a historical context for the discussion about mixed-race people.
Learn more about the Chowan Discovery Group at chowandiscovery.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.